Vomitia Perktes Mishnaches. Hamakabel Soda Mechaveroi Lizoro Soirim. Shimon is Makabel Soda Mechaveroi. The Pashtus is that we're talking here about Chachirus for a set amount, not for a percentage. We'll see, maybe there's a Mokum Lefakbuk, but that's the Pashtus. So Shimon was given the field. He's going to pay a certain amount of bushels to Reuven for usage of the field. And it was given to him, the understanding was that the field will be planted with Soirim. Barley, lo yizra'enu chitim. He's not allowed to plant chitim, even if he finds out that year there's going to be a shortage, and because of that he wants to cash in, and he wants to plant something which is going to fetch a high profit, he's not allowed to. Why? The Gemara says that chitim shvachens up the soil more than soirim. Chitim, yizra'enu soirim. If the understanding was chitim, so then soirim is only better for the balabayis. Rav Shimon Gamliel oiser. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds even that change is awesome. But why? Because even if that field kishal atzmoi takes up less koyach, the change in the field does well when it has when it functions by habit. When the field produces something else, that creates a shift in the ecosystem of the field, and that itself is damaging. So vice says that nekuda is a little bit debatable. That's why there's a machlokes tanoim. But the etzem idea is clear. You're not allowed to do in the field that which the field wasn't supposed to be. Tvua lo yizra'enu kitnis. Kitnis, beans of different types, shvachen up a field more than tvua. Tvua refers to chitim or sarim, any type of grain. Kitnis yizra'enu tvua, and on that as well, Rav Shimon Gamliel oiser, because of the same idea. The change itself is detrimental. The way the Rav explains the Mishnah, and it comes from Rashi and other Rishonim, is that, like we said, we're dafka talking about a choicher. Why? Because since he's receiving a set amount of bushels, there's no reason why the balabayis would want his field to be upgeschwacht by having something that takes more koich out of it. Mashenkin, we're talking about an oris. An oris is getting a percentage. A percentage is something that he'd want more from the better paying crop. Why does the oris want to change? The oris wants to change because there's a crop here that's going to get a better price, like we said. So in the cane, the balabais would be nicha also to plant this other crop, b'mkoim the shvacher crop. Even if it takes on more koich in the field, he's going to profit more. In the short run, it's worth it for him. So in the middle of that, he'd be allowed to do. That's the ma'aseh the shita of many rishonim. There's some rishonim, the Ramban and others, they hold mamash vaket. An oris makes up with his landlord that he's giving him a percentage of this type of crop, then that's what the balabais has a right to take. You can't change from that which the balabais has a schus to. He has a schus to a certain percentage of sairim, so you can't change the chitim b'cholayf and shuhu. The discussion of what's better and what's worse, and the subsheet is the Tanakama and Shimon Gamliel, that would only be negea by somebody who's renting a field for money. Mishnah test. I'm a kabbal sod mechaveh l'shon muatois. Shon muatois. A few years. What's a few years? Bimavur in the next part of the Mishnah, less than 7 years. So the halacha over here, the upmach is clear that there's one very defined limitation. Lo yizra'enu pishton. He cannot plant pishton. Pishton is a crop that very shvachens up the ground, and the karka doesn't get back to itself until after 7 years. It's a good cash crop, but lamaisa, it really damages the ground. So if he has it for 7 years, okay, that's his geschäft, and the damage that it'll cause the ground will be on his. It's a long-term lease, but if it's a short-term lease, I'm not renting you my field for 2 years that should be damaged, that 2 years from now I shouldn't be able to replant it. So that he's not allowed to. Another limitation is ve'en loy b'koyras ha-shikmo. He can't have any of the shikma, the type of tree that grows in a field, and the wood of the tree doesn't replenish itself for 7 years. So it's understood that he can't cut off part of the branches, because since that's not going to replenish itself for 7 years, so maybe we look at that as something that's off limits, and it's only a long-term rental where he would have that. That's chus. Kim le'men l'sheva shonim. Shonu rishoni yizra'enu pishton. The first year he could plant pishton, because then 7 years later, after the lease, he'll have the landlord will have back the field kedasa gedin, Also, the first year, v'yesh loy b'koyeth shikma, because then after 7 years, that those branches will grow back. It's important to point out here something, a point that the Rambam makes in Perkhov Gimel Hilchos Mechira, and that is that if Reuven would sell a field to Shimon, a Mechira Lizman, Reuven, there's a concept called Mechira Lizman, Reuven could sell a field, he's selling it for the next 5 years, not renting it. He's selling it that the field completely belongs to Shimon for the next 5 years. What happens if Shimon goes into the field and plants the worst crops for the ground? He sucks out every bit of energy. The field is destroyed. Literally, by the time Reuven gets back his field 5 years from now, the field is sapped of all vitality, doesn't plant. There's nothing Reuven can do about it. Since Shimon is the owner of the field for these 5 years, Shimon can do whatever he wants. Why is that different than this halacha of Reuven giving Shimon the schus tashmishim for the next 7 years? And when he gives him the schus tashmishim, Shimon is not allowed to use it in a way that's damaging long-term for Reuven. What's the difference between the two? And the way the Rambam seems to say it is that when a person is meichel lizman, when Reuven sells to Shimon for the next 5 years, for these 5 years, the field belongs to Shimon. It's true. Reuven will have a loss, but Shimon lemaisa is not to be considered a mazik, because Shimon is a mishtamish b'toich shaloi. That's by a mechira. The nature of a rental or a lease is that Reuven gives Shimon not the ownership of the property, but he gives him the tashmishin of his property. Therefore, if Shimon uses the property, Avadi has a right to use it. He has a right to use it any way he wants. But if he uses it in a way that's damaging, he's called a mazik, because he's mazik that which is Reuven's. The Etzim field belongs to Reuven for these 5 years, even though the Tashmishim belongs to Shimon. So therefore, Shimon's not allowed to use it in a way that be considered mazik, the Etzim field of Reuven. This is an important Hagdorah that the Rambam sets up over there. Again, it's in Mechira, Perek Chof Gimel.